More grace and welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
Genesis chapter 32. Genesis 32. And I want to begin reading to you, beloved, at verse number 24. Now, I need you to pay attention as my time is short, but I want to still do justice to this text. I believe if you have an ear to hear, that God is going to do something. Use this word, I trust, as a springboard to thrust you closer to Him. And prayerfully, it's a platform for your spiritual growth. We find these words eternally recorded. And Jacob was left alone. Somebody say, left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Next verse. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Next verse. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Next verse. And he said unto Jacob, what is thy name? Oh my God, thank you. And Jacob said, Jacob. Next verse. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Lamb of God, thou great King of the saints, we thank you, kind sir, once again for the privilege to become your mouthpiece. Father, I pray now, let my words be seasoned with grace. Let them be with grace and seasoned with salt. I pray that, Father, that you would cause my tongue to be that as the ready rider and write upon the frontlets of their eyelids, their table of their heart, and, Lord, their corridors of their mind. I pray most of all, Father, that this word would cause you to be glorified and that this people would be edified and all their resistance horrified because, Lord God, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Now, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Time does not permit me to do full justice to this, so I'm going to try to do as much as I can with the time allotted me. Because I want to get you out here at a wonderful time so you can enjoy the rest of your day. Amen. Bless God. But the Lord stirred my heart concerning this word. Because, I mean, we know the story. And just for the sake of time, you already know about Jacob. Amen. And Esau. There's a problem with Jacob. Jacob represents something very, very important about the church that I pray that we would investigate and then see where we find ourselves resident, possibly somewhere within his life. Because Jacob, if you look at the life of Jacob from the beginning, Jacob had a problem. Jacob had a problem at birth. I mean, he was self-centered, selfish, self-aggrandizement, and every other self. So much so until he had a twin brother, Esau. You know the story. And Esau was on his way out first. Somehow or another, in the mind of the baby, amen, he had already started maliciousness. Amen. He had already started subtle activity. Amen. He already started his manipulation in the womb. Oh, my God. Thank you. So much so until his brother, as he was trying to make his exodus out of the womb, Jacob had the nerve, the audacity, nay, rather the unmitigated gall to grab the heel of his baby brother, trying to preclude him from exiting first. At birth. I can imagine mother was having to struggle, realizing there was a fight going on, and seeing one of the children come out and the other one with his hand on a man locked down. Are you listening to me today? Jacob, amen, bless God. He was a man that was always executing cunning, crafty, and malicious ways. Hallelujah. So much so to where he had got his mother. No, it might have been he got it from his mama. Because when he was, amen, growing up and they were getting ready to get the blessing from the father. Because back then the blessing would go to the elder. The firstborn received the blessing, received the pronunciation, amen, of the blessing. It's imperative to note that because Jacob, in all of his cunning, craftiness, and deceptivity, he recognized the importance of the blessing. And so he understood that the word bless means to invoke favor, invoke divine favor in this case, to have as something that's holy. And to receive the blessing, amen, bless God, is something promoting a contributing to happiness, fulfillment of joy, amen, well-being, or watch this, prosperity. The blessing. Tell somebody, say the blessing. Yeah, he was after the blessing. So much so until he did that which was wrong to get it. You know, there's a right way to do a right thing, and there's a wrong way to do a right thing. And you can do the right thing the wrong way. And you forfeit the real benefits thereof because you bootlegged. Say amen. Amen. And so here's Jacob now. He's after the blessing because he knows the blessing of the Father means something. This blessing is not just temporary. This blessing is eternal. So he knows his brother is a hunter. You know the story that how his brother goes out and hunts. And no doubt coming up, they were already finding themselves in constant squabbles. Constant bickering, constant, you know how it is with siblings. Amen. But I think that it was superseded and surpassed the normal because Jacob got to the point where he got with his mama, yeah, connived and schemed, yeah, amen, devised, amen, a plan for the brother's, amen, bless God, demise, and that he would not receive the blessing, amen, and made stew. Yeah. Because Esau now is hungry. He's hunting. Can I walk the dog? Oh my God, thank you. Esau is hungry. And he comes in and he's been, amen, in a laborious state, and he's been out there sweating and he's hungry now. And Jacob and his mama done set up and made a plan for him to get the blessing. You know, it's amazing that how sometimes folk in the church sit back and plan stuff and work out little old things and get little cliques together and all be to try to pull one person down while they're lifting themselves up. Oh my God, thank you. Let me. And so he's here now, and while he's there, he's devising this demise. And he comes up and he says, "Listen, I think that I can make this pottage with your help." And she said, "Well, I'm gonna go another further. You go get you some hair. Go get some hair from them animals. Let me glue this hair on you. You know, like, come on." So you'll smell like the field, look like the field. So you can deceive your blind daddy. You know, that's pathetic. That's pathetic. You have no regard even for your father, amen, in his crippled state, because you are so selfish, so self-centered, and so caught up on you. Ask your neighbor and say, is it about you? Why don't you answer the question for them? Answer that for them. Don't give them time to answer. You answer that. Yeah. And so now he's here at this point. Where his brother is faint, about ready to die for food. And he tells him, he says, I tell you what, you sell me your birthright. You take this pottage, your favorite pottage. You can eat this, you can have this. I just want the birthright. I want to stop here and say this parenthetically. It's also a shame that even though there's things promised to you, you don't value them enough. You're a sellout for anything and everything and everybody. Slick Eddie, Fast Freddy, Breath and Britches. Are you listening to me today? Anything come around, amen, bless. You'll sell out the promises of God that's on your life, amen, because you haven't recognized who you are, whose you are, and why you are. And so now you are sitting back, hallelujah, and you're giving up your birthright. You're giving up because you don't value it. You don't see the necessity. You don't see the glory of it. You don't see the prestige and the honor that has been granted unto you. Are you listening to me? Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got what you want, but you lost what you had. Yeah, you got what you want, but you lost what you had. And that's how some of us are in here. Amen. You ready to go hither, thither, and everywhither. And then when you get there, you find out everything glitter ain't gold. Are you listening to me today? And then you said, oh, my God, what did I do? I'll tell you what you did. You sold out. That's what you did. You sold out for, amen, a moment's time of enjoyment, for a moment's time of fulfillment, a moment's time of gratification, a moment's time. Hallelujah. When the greatest thing has been, amen, given to you from heaven, you done backed out. Hallelujah. You were just at the precipice of a miracle, just at the precipice of a crossover, and you sold out. So he sold out. Sold out. And when he did it, he recognized that he was bamboozled by his brother. And so the scripture said, from that moment, Esau hated Jacob, and he sought the time to slay him. Jacob continued his ungodly prantics because he's a deceiver. He's a manipulator. He's an orchestrator of all type of controversial, amen, mess. All about him. So now he goes on further, and he's constantly tricking. He's constantly fooling. He's constantly doing everything he can. Years done passed, and now we find ourselves after he's, amen, dealt with his father, Laban. Listen, you may be tricking somebody today. The Lord spoke to me and said, son, he said, now, I still told Jacob I was going to bless him. I even gave him a dream about, amen, blessing. I seen the angel ascending and descending from the ladder. And I reminded him of the promise I made to his daddy, Abraham. Hallelujah. That amen. And blessing, I would bless them. And multiplying, I'd multiply seed. As the stars is in the sky innumerable, so shall your seed be. Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. Are you listening to me? He remembered that and he regurgitated that to Jacob in this dream. And Jacob, amen, said, my God, surely the Lord was in this place. Even set up stones, poured oil on it. Amen. And called the place Bethel. Are you listening to me today? With all of these blessings, and the Bible said that God blessed him, and he still was manipulating and tricking and going through all the motions. But amen, bless God, I heard in Galatians that whatever man sow, that shall he also reap. It may not be today. It may not be this week. See, you looking at a person right now because you can't put your thumb on them, and because you can't get the vengeance that you want, because you can't, amen, do anything because you see them. So now you figure they done got away with it. No, you may have got by, but you didn't get away with it. Hallelujah. Whatever you sow, you going to reap. It may not be this year. It may not be next year. The Bible said 20 years later. 20 years later. 20 years later. After Jacob has begotten an abundance, a multitude of blessings from God. 11 sons, one daughter. Two wives, hallelujah. Two women servants, amen. A plethora, amen, of sheep, goat, cattle. Are you listening to me today? Camels, asses, everything. I mean, this man is rich. He's wealthy, you understand? But all of a sudden, he hears about Esau. And he remember what he done to Esau, because he know Esau is angry and Esau is after his life, because Esau have not forgot. And so, can I just fix this for a minute? Can I have 15 minutes of you? Thank you. So now he remembers and he's traveling. And so he hears that Esau, his brother, is in the vicinity somewhere. So he comes up and tries to make, amen, amends for the jacked up stuff he done. So he sends out, amen, a servant to find out, amen, bless God, Esau. And he told him so much so, and to listen, when you get there, I want you to call him Lord and tell him his servant. So now I want to exalt you to lordship and I'll be your servant, because I'm trying to appease your appetite for revenge. Are y'all listening to me? Are you listening to me? And so he comes and he gets this and he comes up with a plan and he says, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to divide half my house. Half of them go this way, half of them go that way, because Esau, I done found out, he's not coming by himself. He got 400 men with him. These are men of valor. These ain't Howard the Cowards cop out with knees knocking together like typewriter keys. These are men of valor. These men, amen, bless God, that will rip you, snatch you out the frame. Say amen. And so he's realized, Mother Khan, that bless God, these men are coming and they're going to kill me and they're going to kill my family and my children. So let me make an amends. So let me go ahead and send out by three droves. In other words, three spaces. Hallelujah. Different, amen, gifts. Amen. A multitude, 200 cattle here. Amen. 300 oxen here. Let me send out, amen, all of these gifts so that I can appease him. But then watch. Oh, I'm almost finished here. Then he comes to a place to where, glory to God, he gets by himself. And that's where we find ourselves now, because he starts to pray. Hallelujah. Bless God, Mother Johnson. He's praying. Hallelujah. He's praying for himself, for protection from an adversary from without. Are you listening to me today? Because he knows this adversary, he's not playing. Esau is out to kill him. You understand? You done took my birthright. You done took, amen, the blessing that I'm supposed to have. And I don't count this lightly. You gonna die. I told you I'm gonna kill you. So he knows and remember what he done. So now he's seeking God for protection, seeking God for his enemies that are round about. And he's crying out to God, just like some of us right now. Some things are coming up on you. It's making you cry out to God. There's some people that, amen, bother your nerves, and you're crying out to God. Some of you got your back up against the wall, and the wall is up against your back. Hallelujah. And you're crying out to God. But listen to what you're crying for. You're crying, hallelujah, bless God, for the help that you think you need from the oppressor on the outside. But oh my. The real issue is not, hallelujah, what man can do. Well, the Bible said, fear not what man can do to the body. For afterwards, amen, he can do no more. But rather fear God, who can cast both body and soul in hell. The Bible said, the Lord is my helper. I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. So really, while you worrying about them, that's not the real issue. I don't care who it is. I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what your trouble is. Can I tell you where the real problem is? The real problem is, hallelujah, that problem is the enemy in me. Yeah, that's where I want to hit right there. Glory to God. I knew you was going to be quiet and act like you're all deep. No, the problem is not with the person outside, the situation and circumstance outside, but there's some stuff on the inside of me. Some stuff I haven't dealt with. Some stuff I haven't faced. Some stuff I haven't, amen, bless God, hallelujah, addressed. And God, because watch this, while you're praying, trying to cast the devil out, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Wonderful. That sounds real spiritual. But the truth of the matter is, hallelujah, it wasn't the devil. God trying to get Esau, hallelujah, where? Hallelujah, trying to get him to a place called alone. Hey, glory. Can I tell you something today? I don't care who you are, how anointed you are, how long you've been saved. Hallelujah, today God trying to get you by yourself. See, because as long as you're around everybody else, you can use them as the excuse for why you don't deal with you. Hey, you can use them as the excuse for why you're going through. You can use them as the excuse for why you got, amen, a nerve problem, why you mean as a junkyard dog, why you, amen, mad as Cootie Brown. You can use them as an excuse for why you don't have, why you won't have. You can use them as an excuse. Give me a little push in this mic. I might feel like preaching up in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You use them as an excuse, but God said, no, I'm going to use them to do what you wouldn't have done for yourself, and that is I'm going to make them cause you to get alone with me. Guess what? It ain't the enemy. It's me that you got to wrestle with. Hey, woo, glory, glory. Amen, glory to God. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Hallelujah, against spiritual wickedness, where, Paul? In high places. Well, guess what? While we are doing that, and that's true, there is demonic activity, satanic activity. Yes, but this is not a wrestle with the enemy. This is a wrestle with God. Did you hear what I said? Because the word wrestle in those days denoted, amen, bless God, close quarter combat. It was like old time, amen, bless God, wrestling was equated to kung fu. Are you listening to me today? And so it meant that you had to get close up front and personal to wrestle. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. There's a struggle. Can I stop and say this parenthetically right now? The Lord called me to come and tell you here in KCC tonight, hallelujah, that I've been trying to get you alone, and tonight I got you where I want. Hallelujah, tonight we wrestle. Touch your name and say, tonight we wrestle. You're not wrestling, amen, bless God, with the person on your job. It's not going to be your friend. It's not going to be no demonic activity. No, that's your excuse. Hallelujah, for, amen, avoiding, amen, your confrontation with yourself. That's your excuse for avoiding the stuff you've been going through for years. Hallelujah, bless God. Sliding in on stupid and, hallelujah, walking on silly. Hallelujah, you didn't want to face it because it's too painful, because it takes you too much effort, too much time, too much energy. Hallelujah, it makes you feel bad. Hallelujah, it brings you to a place of shame. Come on, say amen. Oh, tonight we wrestle. Touch somebody, say, tonight we wrestle. Yes, sir. I wish I had KCC in the house. That's who I'm looking for. KCC. Is anybody in KCC? Touch your name and say, tonight we wrestle. Tonight we wrestle. That means we're going to struggle against the stuff we didn't want to do, what we didn't want to confront. You're going to have to confront it. The thing that you've been letting go, been sliding in, the thing you've been, amen, avoiding and putting off on everybody else. Oh, but tonight we gonna wrestle with this thing. Come on. And he got to get you alone. That's why when you call on Sister So-and-so or Brother Bimbo, hallelujah, you ain't you getting mad at the pastor or the pastoral staff because you can't get in touch with them, because God is trying to shift and move you to where your, amen, happy hips don't want to go, and that is in his presence. Because when you get there, he's going to show you some stuff that you've been trying to pray over. Hey, God, he's going to try to show you some stuff that you've been, amen, saying they don't take all of that. Amen. You know some prayers you wouldn't pray. Amen. You avoid them prayers. You go over here and you pray for them and you pray for him and you pray for this and you pray for that. But you won't pray for that mean as a junkyard bulldog spirit you've been having. You won't pray for the negligence that you hibernate. You won't pray for, amen, the slothfulness. Hallelujah. And, amen, insecurities, your proclivities. But tonight we wrestle. Touch somebody and say, tonight. Tonight we wrestle. And to show you that this was not just any type of wrestling contest, the Bible said, amen, bless God, it was, amen, bless God, a man. Scripture says, amen, it's an angel. He wrestled with an angel. God sent an angel from heaven to get your attention. Are you listening to me? See, the real reason you lost a job or you, amen, the real reason some of the stuff has happened to you, because God want to get you to a place, hallelujah, the way he can take you to the next level. But I can't take you there until I get some stuff out of you. And the only way to get it out of you, I got to get you alone. I got to get you by yourself. I got to get you the way you face it, trace it, erase it, and replace it. Come on, say amen. I got to get you to the point to where you realize it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. I got to get you to a point to where you say, hallelujah, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have been consumed. Tonight we... we wrestle. And so, watch what he's wrestling. He's wrestling with this angel. Because he is so inundated with the pressure, with the pain for deliverance. But now he think, mother, he initially think he's wrestling with the angel for Esau, for protection against Esau. But the real person he need protection from is himself. Glory. You didn't hear what I said.
Thank you for listening to the Prophetic Radio Broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Jacks in Jacksonville, Florida, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. at 2104 North Main Street in Jacksonville, Florida. or at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina, every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. at 3409 Brookshire Boulevard in Charlotte, North Carolina, or call 1-833-522-5433. You can also visit us online at kccharlotte.org, kccjacks.org, or briancarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More Grace, we're excited about your future.